is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian and hospital officials said at least 39 people have been killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. Deaths Saturday come a day after at least 25 people were killed in strikes on tent camps and 50 wounded near the southern city of Rafah. Fadel Naeem, director of the Al-Ali Hospital in Gaza City, told the Associated Press that more than 3,000 bodies arrived at the hospital. Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said they pulled approximately the same number of bodies from a building hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a commercial ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden, but apparently caused no damage. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have reportedly ordered the U.S. Dwight D. Eisenhower, the aircraft carrier leading America's response to the Houthi attacks, to return home. Fire late Friday by the Houthis comes after the sinking this week of the ship Tudor, which marked what appears to be a new escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign of attacks on ships in the vital maritime corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Authorities say no one was injured from the vessel targeted Friday. The Houthis identified it as a bulk carrier Transworld Navigator. A nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in South Korea for a three-way exercise involving Japan as they step up military training to cope with North Korea's threats, which have escalated following a security pact with Russia. The arrival of the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike group in Busan on Saturday came a day after South Korea summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a